The Neo Urban Chronique by Froggy the Frenchie. Hello everybody, dear friends, Vanacom. But what's going on? Another child from Boroville, Anushka, wants to say what she thinks of our chronique and to criticize particularly our language, the globish, used without shame. She wants to point out that this chronique should not exist given what is happening in the universe. You were not aware of it, now you are. Hi Anushka, ça va? Ça va?
Hello.
Yes, ça va. So, what's going on? You don't like my globish and you want to delete my chronic?
Exactly, but my name is Evgeny, and Morissette sent me to tell you what she could not tell you herself. Your chronic is useless and your globish is horrible, but cute.
What? What do you mean, cute? As a puppy?
No, cute as puppy, as grand puppy, like the Dushka and Babushka.
Hey, it's not funny, huh? Sorry, Anushkaya, Nudushkaya, Shkaya, you. Bon.
Evgeny.
Gwen. Bon, where I are here. Okay, that my chronic is useless, it is possible. But you to say that I speak a cute, horrible globish, me, this is unacceptable. Desolated, Anushkaya.
Is Evgeny again. But yes, I know, it's very difficult to admit that kind of thing, to admit truth, especially at your age. But it is media fact, which must be revealed to whoever will hear it.
I'm willing to admit what you said, out of compassion for your lack of French education. Also, I await proof of what you critic.
French education, unbelievable. You will have proof. By the way, here is one. I have proof that your so-called globish is freezing.
No, are you kidding? What?
Me never. I'm serious like penguin.
Sorry, Anushkaya, but penguin are really serious. It's well known. In fact, you rather want... well known where I am. Even at minus 30. Sorry, I've lost my...
What do you mean minus 30? What do you know, Frenchmen like you, about minus 30 degrees?
I know many things. So, where I am? Here. Even at minus 30 degrees.
What do you know about minus 30 degrees? Okay. But do not try to distract and play clever. I know what you're doing. I'm chess teacher. When we hear you talking, we suddenly feel cold. We're frozen like Siberian fish. Your voice is not warm and reassuring. In fact, we want to cry.
But Anushka, what you say is dramatic for a man like me. It is very, very serious.
Not at all. On the contrary, it's very liberating. You must accept free speech and especially free listening.
But I'm listening to you, Anushkaya. I'm listening to you. I do only that. Listen to you.
But maybe you hear me not.
But of course I heard you. Maybe the only one who not only listen to you, but hears and understand you, despite being half dead in my right ear and not very spiritual.
Well, you see, you say yourself that you only listen to me halfway, with only your left ear.
Yes. But this one is as the genius of a rare sensitivity that transforms the sound of words into an intelligible reflection in my brain. And this is not common.
Maybe for you in your brain, but for us it's the opposite and very common.
But then, why did you say that my globish is, despite everything, cute?
I said that as to not, traumatize you too much. Your generation is fragile. I must be very careful.
Yeah, it's true. We are fragile like an endangered species, but admit, this chronic is all the same global. I globalize the maximum. You will not find such a globalizing chronic on the globalization of the globe.
Well, exaggeration. I don't think so. You could do better. You haven't worked hard enough on your global English, for example, particularly the globe aspect of globish, not to mention the disastrous aspect of the ish of the globish.
Yeah, but what do you mean?
I mean you're too square, not enough global enough.
Me? Not global enough?
Yes, you're basically speaking Franglish, not Globish.
Desolate, desolate, Danushkaya.
Evgeny, please.
Oh, for my French is not French anymore. You understand? It is completely transformed in Globalovich. You understand? Evgeny Globalovich.
Well, I do. Finally, you say my name, but do not take it wrong. You're most internationalized and internationalizing than globalized and globalizing like us.
We is this us?
Well, we, children born in Oroville.
What? You think you have something special?
Well, of course.
But who do you think you are? You have a superior complex. Sorry, Anushkaya. It's obvious. Visible like an elephant walking around the tunnel. Sorry. It's obvious.
Well, in any case, we're not like you, the expatriates of the old world. We're de facto globalized.
Do you seriously think that you are globalized by birth?
Of course, even more than that, we are universalized, predisposed to the integrity of spirit.
So, I am going to tell you one thing. You are starting to break my feet with your so-called integralizing privilege.
Oh, don't get angry, Grandpapushka. I'm teasing you. We integrate everything. We don't reject anything. We harmonize without exclusion, without discrimination, and with a saving smile.
A saving smile. Well, saving smile. Good. Okay. That is good. It's beautiful. How nice. A smiling, a saving smile. But all the same, you said my Globish was horrible. Me, myself and I, who worked for years and years to protect and keep my beautiful French accents against the invasion of the British accents. Me, myself and I, who opened my narrow, limited mind to the infinite volume of the global. How it is possible? I wonder. I ask myself, I want to know.
Alas, you'll never know. It's over. Given that what is happening in the universe, open yourself to the new world. Breathe.
I breathe a maximum.
It's not sufficient. Smile
but
too.
I smile a maximum. I never smile so much.
This not also enough. Raise your arms and breathe out.
I'm completely breathing out. You never met a grandpa, so breathing out, breathing completely, totally.
Yes, now I see. Amazing, super, Grandpa. You see, now your globish is softer, more alive, sunnier.
Are you serious? Or are you kidding?
I stand like a cow in the shade under a neem tree at noon in May, while the universe breathes the cosmic joy of being in constant evolution towards a higher integral consciousness.
Oh, how beautiful what you just say. And in addition, you are a visionary poet. You, the children of Oroville, you will always amaze me.
Oh, you know, it's nothing surprising. We're like that.
Like that, but all the same.
Yes, all the same. We're all the same.
Even me, the new globalized grandpappy, horrible and cute.
Yes, even you, because we're the babies of something else trying to be.
What? I am also a baby?
Yes, grandpappy baby.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am.
A grandpappy of something else?
Yes, trying to be.
I tell you, I have tried a lot to be.
And now you are, you will be.
My chronic also will be.
Yes, you have changed a lot. Your chronic can be saved for a universal distraction, provided you breathe the new world.
You will see. I promise you, I will breathe the new world like never before. I'm going to breathe it globally, totally, integrally, cosmically. Universally, sincerely.
That's good, Grandpa. Don't be mad. Stay calm. Breathe. Yeah. And one, two, three. One, two, three.
Et voilà. Je sais our chronic of the new briefing, which will reoxygenate our cell and this chronic. See you next Friday in live at 10:30 a.m. or by podcast on Oroville Radio Side. C'est dingue, non? Amazing. And one, two, three.
Breathing.
Ha 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 ha
这里是 Oroville 广播电台曙光城之声。